Padded Room Podcast. My name is Darian. I'm coming at you with a solo show. This is the beginning. This is the very first. It's going to be the American Horror Story Podcast, brought to you exclusively on Patreon by yours truly. Just little old me in here most of the time. I've got some guests lined up for this thing, though. American Horror Story, right? Huge fan. Love the shit out of that show. Here's why. Even the bad seasons, because there's good seasons and bad seasons, right? It's basically, if you're listening to this show, then you've obviously at least seen one episode of American Horror Story. And if not, I don't know what the fuck your problem is. I have them all on Blu-ray. I'll be happy to lend them to you. You can watch them at your leisure. Or they're all streaming on Netflix as we speak. All of them except for the current season that just wrapped up, Cult. But you got your Murder House, your Asylum, Coven, Freak Show, Hotel, and Roanoke. Ready for you right there on Netflix. Boom. You can knock them, well, you probably need like a good month to run through all, six of them. But still, it's worth your time. Anyway, here's what I like about American Horror Story. It's like the Twilight Zone. No. Well, yeah. It's like a darker version of the Twilight Zone. But every single episode takes up an entire season, and I love that about it. Now, in the first couple of seasons, that was the formula. Different season, different show, same actors, love that. But now in the later seasons, we're starting to see how the universe, the American Horror Story universe, all is tying together, and it's actually a pretty fucking dope thing that they're doing. I love it. It's almost Stephen King-esque, I'd say, with all of his little Easter eggs and tie-ins and things like that. So, what I would like to do with this show is run you through the entire spectrum. Next week, I'm going to be starting with Season 1, Episode 1, that was Murder House, in case any of you forgot. I know it's been like 6 years. Murder House was an entire season set around a very haunted house in the Los Angeles area and an already troubled family that moves into it. So we're going to be kicking that off next week. This episode is just an introduction. This is just me, you know, running my mouth about American Horror Story and what a fanboy I am. So as far as that goes, I've got some guests lined up for this little ditty. I got some actors, some producers and such. They're going to be joining me, as well as some other podcasters and other super fans that are going to come in here and talk about their likes and their not likes with the American Horror Story. So I'm very excited to bring this show to you. I'm going to be doing it once a week, one episode a week, probably for the rest of my natural life, because it's a long fucking show. I'm sorry. Okay. We just finished Cult. And actually, I just finished it about 20 minutes ago. I finished the season finale where, I don't want to spoil it, but there's a big culmination of things. And that's something we'll notice as we traverse this universe here, is that at the end of each season, things tend to right themselves. You know, everything gets tidied up into a nice little package for you. You get it's a fairly happy ending with some dark overtures, you know, for the most point. So that's pretty cool. We're going to be walking you through the whole thing. And since season 7 just wrapped, I'm probably not going to get to that 3 years. So I got at least 3 years worth of this show. No, 52 weeks a year. So it's about 70 shows, actually about 2 years, at least 2 years. And by then, hopefully another season will be out and we can get into that. And whatever that is, that'll be dope too, I'm sure. Even the ones that I wasn't such a huge fan of, I was still a huge fan of because of just the way it all laced together, you know. While, take like a Freak Show, for example. That's probably, yeah, it's probably still my least favorite out of the show, the seasons. But it ties in nicely to Asylum and to Roanoke and to some other. There's other tie-ins there that I'm sure I am forgetting at the moment. But that's what I want to do with this show. We're going to go week by week, episode by episode. I know I'm repeating myself. We're going to tie it all together. And maybe I'll put out some kind of a flow chart for you or something like that, so you know who is connected to who and when and why and how they all loop together and, you know, all that shit. That's my goal for this show. Now, this one is going to hit the regular Padded Room feed and it's also going to go to the Patreon page. From starting next week, season one, episode one, it's going to be Patreon only. That's the bad news. The good news is that I'm going to open it up to all donation tiers. So I don't give a shit if you donated 35 cents a month or if you donated $35 a month. You're going to have access to the American Horror Story Show. So that's what I'm bringing to you, and I hope you enjoy it. I am going to enjoy jumping headfirst into this universe, and I hope you'll join me for that because I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think we're going to learn to despise certain characters and learn to love other characters, and there may be some things that we overlooked, you know, during the seasons. And that's something else I noticed. And I'm sorry, I know this was supposed to be about a 10-minute thing, but I'm going off the rails here. I feel like American Horror Story is supposed to be binge-watched. Because, take for example, Roanoke. And I know I talked about this in the padded room already. I watched Roanoke week to week to week to week, and I really despised it. And the main reason why I despised it was because of all the found footage crap that they pushed in there at the end. Well, I mean, really, the whole season was found footage, if you think about it, or mockumentary style. But I really hated it. But then, as it came out on Blu-ray a couple weeks ago, I picked it up and I binge-watched it. And now I think it's probably one of my favorite seasons. I'm probably the only guy ever to say that. It's not my very favorite. I think my very favorite is still Coven, but we'll get it. I'll do a power rankings episode one of these days, and then we'll talk about how they all fit in. And I would love to get some feedback from you guys also. What were your experiences with American Horror Story? What's your favorite season? What's your least favorite season? How did you feel about Cult? I know it's a little polarizing. I agree. It's very heavy-handed with the social commentary and the politicking and stuff like that. But what I didn't mind about Cult was that it didn't feel like it was trying to push us in any particular direction. You know, it kind of poked fun at both sides of the political fence and the political fence itself, which I think is a pretty bold move, but I think it's one that a lot of people are starting to open their eyes to. And I think that, it was a good show. The story was... it kept me interested. I watched it. I binge watched the whole thing in about 2 days. It's pretty dope. It's pretty dope. And it had the majority of our regular actors in there too, including some new ones that we're starting to see make their way into the universe. And we were missing a few also. I don't know if you guys noticed that. Finn Wittrock wasn't in this one. He was in the last 4, 5, and 6, I believe, even though he was pretty limited in 6. Dennis Conroy. This is the first season without Dennis Conroy, right? Yes. Wait, was he in? Yeah, he was the FBI. Yeah, this is the first season without Dennis Conroy, unless he was in there somewhere and I missed him, but I don't think I did. And the little thing, the coming and going of Jessica Lange and Lady Gaga, we're going to get into all that. Obviously, I'm not going to have them on the show, but it won't stop me from tweeting them and trying to get them in here. But I want to hear from you guys. Feel free to comment on the Patreon page or on the Facebook page or write into the regular Padded Room show. Tell me what you think of this show. I don't care. Get a hold of me. Let me know what you think of American Horror Story. Tell me about your favorite episodes, your favorite actors. The ladies love Evan Peters. And let me tell you something, man. I'm not a gay guy. But as far as just like, God damn acting ability, look at this fucking kid. Jesus Christ. He was making after school specials until Murder House came out. Now he's all over the goddamn place, and he has got some serious talent. Look at American Horror Story Hotel, when he basically played H.H. Holmes, and he nailed it, man. He hit it out of the park. And now this last season with Cult, I was a little intimidated by him, to be honest with you, especially once he goes to prison. I don't want to spoil that, though, in case you haven't seen it yet. But, yeah, dude, let's do it. Let's do the whole thing. Right? Are you with me? Do you want to do this with me? You can if you want to. It's going to be on the Patreon page. I know I already said that. I'm excited. I hope you are too. I'm going to go ahead and get this out there, and hopefully starting next week, I'm going to be coming at you with season 1, episode 1, Murder House. And we're just gonna fucking swim right through it from there, boys and girls, is what we're gonna do. Hopefully you'll join me. Hopefully you'll chime in. Maybe, I don't know. Should I do like a listener mail? Should I create a separate email for this or separate it somehow? I don't know. Let me know. You know what? You tell me. You're paying for this. You're paying for this. You tell me what you want to do. If you want to chime in specifically for the American Horror Story Show, get a hold of me. I'm on Facebook. You know where to find me, obviously, or Twitter, or any of those other social media things. Or if there's one I'm not on, then fill me in, and I'll get on it so you can get a hold of me there. Let me know if you want to, like a listener. I don't want to make this a long show, though. You know what I mean? Episodes of American Horror Story, usually about an hour or so. There's no need for me to talk about it for more than an hour apiece. Hopefully less, you know. I don't know. We'll just play it by ear. We'll try to keep this organic. And that's what we'll do. Okay? Let's do it. I'm into exploring this universe, and I hope you'll explore it with me. You may bring some things to light that I didn't catch or I didn't pick up on. Yeah, I'll give you a quick example. American Horror Story, Roanoke. All right? You saw it. You probably hate it. Remember Evan Peters in that one? The French gay guy that built the house that was on the land. His name was Philippe Mott, and he was the ancestor of Dandy and Rosemary Mott from Freak Show. There's a little tie-in for you. You didn't see that, did you? Maybe you did. I don't know. Also, the guy with the pig head that's chasing everybody around towards the end of the show, that's the Piggy Man from Episode 1, the guy that killed Modern Family there in the bathroom. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. We're gonna dig the whole thing up. I'm going to draw you a fucking map, maybe. Maybe you'll draw me a map. I don't know. And that's what we're going to do. I'm excited. I'm eager to jump into this. I'm eager to revisit the past seasons. Hopefully you'll join me. You know what? You want to join in with me? Go right ahead. Like I said, it's on Netflix. I'll tell you which episode and which season I'm watching. Well, I'm going to start at the first one, obviously. So if you feel like watching these with me, you go right ahead. They're on Netflix right now. God damn it. All right. I'm done rambling. I will see you next week. I will see you on Tuesday with the regular padded room with Buddy and Monica. I'm going to get them in here, too. What do you think of that shit? They're both American Horror Story fans, whether they admit it or not. I'm going to get them in here. Make them talk about American Horror Story. I will see you Tuesday with the regular padded room, and I will see you next Sunday. This is going to be a Sunday show on Patreon with American Horror Story Murder House Season 1, Episode 1. I look forward to it. Thank you for joining me.